What's up? This is Alex Alexander, and you're listening to Your View Radio. And this is what's up in the music industry right now. For all you die-hard rock fans out there, you're gonna love this one. Metallica just set a Guinness World Record for touring. According to Guinness World Records, the group is the first and only band to tour all seven continents in 1 year, which is totally insane. The band set the record after they entertained 120 scientists, competition winners, and according to James Hetfield, around 300 curious penguins. So as you can imagine, this was no ordinary concert. They played it on Antarctica. Yes, you heard it right. Obviously, they couldn't use any real amps or a real stage, so they were playing the concert in a transparent dome, which they built up somehow. And all the scientists were wearing headphones listening to the concert. Really cool concept. So go and check it out for yourself. The concert had a suiting name, Freeze Them All, and is available on Metallica's official YouTube channel. Over to the EDM scene, where mega DJ deadmau5 prepares to battle over mouse trademark with Disney. Disney is claiming that the deadmau5 front-facing mouse head, which is his trademark, is looking too much like their own Mickey Mouse symbol. deadmau5 attorney Deanna Lapolt quoted, "Given that the mouse head and other identifying deadmau5 trademarks have been used in the US and around the world for almost a decade, we wonder why Disney is only now coming after deadmau5." And this is a very interesting question, because all of us that like deadmau5 music and been following him from the start know that he's been using this symbol like forever, you know? Deanna Lapolt stands clear that deadmau5 will not be bullied by Disney and is prepared to fight to protect his right to his property and trademark. Taylor Swift is going pop. The industry and fans of Taylor probably got a big surprise with her latest release titled Shake It Off, which showcases a very pop-orientated side of the artist. The traditional country guitars and lines are all gone and replaced with fat beats, synths, and even a brass band. This is a very interesting change of styles from Taylor Swift, and it's gonna be interesting to see where she goes from here. Is it gonna be back to country, or is she moving totally over to pop? I guess we will see. The song is produced and co-written with Max Martin and Jonas Schellback, so she's definitely in good hands. I can tell that. Last but not least, I have my own single and music video battling in a competition called Do I Have a Hit Song? So make sure you check out my kick-ass pop song. Go to www.doihaveahitsong.com. It's all in one word. And scroll down to the videos and look for Alex Alexander, She's Dynamite. Vote and spread the video and help me win a spot on US TV. That's all for me. I'm Alex Alexander, and you're listening to Your View Radio.